Ladies and gentlemen, I stand here with a team which is clearly strong, clearly very together, and I stand here for every little boy and girl in Australia who believes in a fair go in Australian sport. It's clear now with the document that I have just received that the Western Force was ambushed. It's been bullied, and the submission which the ARU has looked for will not happen. There has been a charade which I think has been inducted onto the Australian sport-loving people, that the decision to cut the Western Force was based on merit, based on performance, based on on-field success or otherwise, based on the supporter base, and most importantly, based on finance. I've heard several times that I came to this game too late. The document which I have released, came from caring members of the business community. I am a business person, and it shows clearly that late in February this year, the advice was received and taken to cut the Western Force for no other reason apart from legal advice. This is what I have stood up for. This is what I've accused the ARU of litigating, of lawyers and not leadership, of choosing not for merit, but choosing to cut because they could bully a team to submission. Well, I'm here to say to the ARU, you cannot bully this team. Your ambush has been sprung. You have now been discovered. Chairman of the ARU, Mr. Cameron Klein, you've told me so many times that there's a broad spreadsheet of factors which were all based on merit, which were based on fairness. And of course, we all now know, like Australia now knows, that was a charade. You received advice you could not cut the Rebels. You received advice you could not cut the Brumbies, and you received advice that you could cut the Western Force back in February. That's when you should have come clean, not send the country, the sport of rugby, and all the people of Western Australia through a charade, through a farce in this bullying behaviour. I ask you now to resign, Mr. Cameron Klein. This has been discovered. The secret is now out. The process from here on must become transparent. We must all come clean. And my message to the leaders of the ARU, to Mr. Bill Pulver, who I'm not holding to account, you've been an honest and faithful servant. But Mr. Pulver and remaining ARU board, of which we have many friends, it is not too late. I'm in business. Global business. I know what too late looks like. I know what 11th hour looks like. And I certainly know what bullies look like. And I'm saying to you, this is not 11th hour. This is not too late. This wonderful team behind me and this state of supporters and everyone who believes in a fair go in Australia says it's not too late. Keep the Western Force. Stop this legal charade. Be transparent. And let's get on with building a fabulous sporting Australia and the code of rugby union across Australia and across the world. Thank you.